Now, back to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380 and Team1380.net. Here's McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn.
It must have been cold there in my shadow.
No, Barbara Hershey, no. No, Barbara Hershey, no. Coming-of-age film for a lot of young girls in the 1980s, Beaches, with Bette Midler and Barbara Hershey on the ITD Morning After.
I don't think I saw that one.
I haven't seen it either.
I'm afraid I'd already come of age.
I don't know.
As a young girl.
I don't know which I enjoy more. Bette Midler, the actress, great. Bette Midler, the singer, great.
Why do you think the gays like Bette Midler?
And Barbara Streisand.
What do you think that is? Producer Joe?
Probably her flowing locks.
Really?
Bette Midler as a singer is better because she's a little hard to look at on a big movie screen.
But she can act like nobody's business.
To look at.
Bette Midler would be a good, would you? Mark that down for Friday.
Marked. Marked on my show notepad. I'll transfer it to the easel later.
I've got some notepads here from Valtech, Valtrek Hydraulics. If we can't repair it, scrap it. That was my announcer voice for Valtrek.
Now back to the gay talk.
Now back to why gays like Bette Midler.
That's right.
I don't know why that
and
is.
And Streisand is huge in the gay community.
I wonder why that is. Liza Minnelli?
I think she is too.
I wonder why that is. Lady Gaga is the Liza Minnelli of our generation. I don't know why that is. Why do you think that is, Producer Joe?
Because she has a penis, Tim.
That's a serious charge.
Yeah, that's a pretty serious allegation. That'll be on TMZ before you know it. Team 1380 in St. Louis is reporting. I saw on the message board, but I don't necessarily believe everything that I see on the message board.
Yeah, there are pictures that reveal quite a bulge in Lady Gaga.
So you think that's a gentleman in there?
A fella?
Quite possibly.
Did I tell you I was watching this TV show, Mansers, and how you can tell if it's a man or a woman? Did I tell you that story?
Yeah, you did, but
there's
I might have been
off
air.
Mansers?
Yeah, you've never seen
and
this?
And it's about detecting...
all kinds of different questions that men have.
Hermaphrodite or not? That's our next segment.
They did a long expose on, do fake boobs help a woman float better in a pool than natural boobs? And it turns out just the opposite. Natural boobs are better.
And this was on what, Sports Sunday?
No, Mansers.
No.
Mansers. And they said, how can you tell if you can't tell if it's a man or a woman, what do you look for? And it's not the Adam's apple, which was the common misconception.
I always look for the hair on the shoulder.
That's usually a gentleman.
The penis?
No. Assuming that they have their trousers on.
It's the
hands.
I say slacks.
You can tell by the hands because almost all men have a ring finger longer than the index finger, and almost all women have an index finger longer than their ring finger.
That is fascinating.
And you find men to be more attractive based on this?
No. Had nothing to do with that. I just thought that was an interesting way to tell.
You like whiskers on your partners.
No, sir. No. I just find myself looking at a lot of people's hands now. I did. I don't know what I did there. Little knuckle, yeah.
Are you a hemophiliac?
No. See, it stopped just like that.
Do you just sprout blood? I remember OJ had that happen to him.
He did.
He just sprouted blood.
Yeah. Yep.
Usually not the verb chosen.
He bleeds a lot. For no reason.
OJ does.
Yeah. It wasn't any cuts from any sort of
football would be a bad sport to be playing if he just spontaneously started bleeding.
Sprouted.
Are you okay, though? That's my...
Oh, no, I'm fine.
All right, great. Carry on with the show.
Okay.
Tim, back to you.
Back to Mansers on Team 13.
You've never seen this show?
What is Mansers
great
on?
Great show.
Like any shows. The show that you choose is Mansers.
Yeah, it's a good one.
They
had
like
one on, if
shows.
You had to get shot, what's the best place to get shot?
Yeah, what's that?
Well, what do you think it would be? What best body part?
I would assume your rump.
No, uh-uh.
Wait, hold the phone here. I don't like Friends. That's an awful show. This American Idol, I don't care. Huh. They're going to see if those boobs float. Honey, get me some chips.
Oh, this is
that's
a good
the
show.
One that floats your boat.
Yeah, Manser. Well, when it's on and I'm channel surfing and I see it, yeah.
What station is Manser's
on? I think it's on Spike.
Honey, give me a bowl of vanilla ice cream. I'm going to be here a while.
I don't record it or anything. It's just if I'm channel surfing. Oh, there it is, Manser. Hey, wanna, where are you going to get shot?
So what's the best place to get shot?
The rope is not a good spot because I guess there's that artery that runs up the back of your leg. If you get shot in the leg or in the rump, you can bleed to death. It's just the arm. Mm. Anywhere else, you're in real danger of bleeding to death.
That's for a man. For a woman, obviously, you'd be wanting to be shot in a different locale.
No, it's arm for the
well,
for
it's
the gals as well. These are answers that men want to know.
Right.
That's the purpose of the program.
Mansers.
And you're and you're a man.
Fascinating.
What do you do?
Show.
You check your. Yep, that's me. I'm a man.
No, I don't. I just look at my
look
hands.
Down the front of your trousers. Yep, this is my show.
No, not so much. Fascinating program.
This isn't.
What?
Did I say that out loud?
It's a big Producer Joe 30th birthday gala here on the ITD Morning
All the
morning
stars
after.
Will be dropping by the studio.
Why no party for Joe?
No kidding. I agree.
There should have been a cake involved, dancing
I'm
girls,
curious.
Something.
You know what? No,
dancing
honestly,
boys?
This is a bad thing. We should have had something put together. I blame the producer. Well, let's fire the producer.
Yes, please.
Joe wants to be fired.
No, he doesn't.
You don't think he does? Yeah, do you want to be fired?
Handsome severance check.
Do you really?
Why not? Matt, wait till September 1st. I prefer that date.
Why is that?
Yeah, just keep them simple days. You were relieved of duties at radio stations.
Oh, is that right?
Nice round number to be fired on.
What year was that? 06?
Yeah, that would be 2006. Maybe the Cardinals will win the World Series again.
Wow. Not bad.
Go to spring training, Cardinals.
Would you sacrifice producer Joe in order to get the Cardinals a 2009 World Championship?
No.
Hell, I would.
I think I would, too.
No.
No disrespect.
None taken.
Really?
I don't know. Would the Cardinals win the World Series?
There are very few things that this show
can't
is
we
able
have
to
both?
Accomplish.
I don't think we can have
you
both.
Can't, it's not an either-or.
Well, Jim, every year we go to spring training, the Cardinals finish above 500.
That's correct.
Every year I've been fired, Cardinals have won the World Series.
Yep. Oh. Tough to argue with the track record.
Yeah. I don't really see how the two are related, but if you say they are, I guess they are.
Mansers. Tiny Manser.
Well, Mitchell Boggs will have something to say about that tonight.
What about that Tedallion?
He's got elbow soreness. No, it's true.
I didn't say anything.
Well, you were making a face like you were...
That was belching.
There's a skeptical public out there who think they've made this up.
No, it's true. I talked to him about it. I believe it. I talked to him away from the cameras. He said he's just... He actually had a good bullpen session, and actually the starters usually congregate around the guy who's taking their bullpen, and they thought he actually looked great, and he was optimistic, and then he just was playing catch. Something happened.
That's strange.
No. Yeah. Now, to me, the question is, have you had, you know, it's not been a good season. Has there been pain all along? Has there been something nagging at you?
Because his velocity has been down a little bit.
And he said, no. This is something that just came out of nowhere.
So, how serious is it?
I think he's going on the DL. I don't think you go on the DL on something that's fabricated.
Mm-hmm. Not usually. Sometimes. Sometimes, if you don't want to send a guy down. If he's out of options, you put him on the DL.
Except
so that you don't lose him, bring somebody
except
up.
Except for the fact that he just did have a nice stint out of the bullpen the other day. They could have left that alone and brought Boggs up to start and not have to deal with any of this. But it appears he's going on the DL. I don't think they've made it official yet.
Sure is encouraging how well Hawksworth has been pitching.
It's unbelievable.
Holy smokes, where did he come from?
Looks like they might have the answer for the bridge between the starting rotation and Ryan Franklin.
That lights out two scoreless innings last night, and you know that was kind of a different role because that game's on the line, and they brought him out there. Tony said that he watches the young pitchers when they're in a situation like that type ball game just to see if they look like they normally do. You know, if they don't tighten up, and he said Hawksworth was great, and obviously, boy, in his last 12 outings. His ERA is, I think, under one. It's pretty special.
Been dominating. A couple of harmless ground balls. Six quick outs. Yeah, that was
pretty
great.
Special. Now people are going to say, well, why not give him the start? I say don't mess with the guy. The guy's having success.
Yeah, they could use him right where he's at right now.
Special young guy. Let him get as much success as he can under his belt.
With Mott struggling, and Hawksworth is a guy who can give you more than, you know, one inning.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a perfect guy for that spot. I saw the lineups last night, and I thought, you know, the Cardinals probably have three guys on the bench in Lutwyk, DeRosa, and Lugo who might be better than anybody playing for Cincinnati tonight. Maybe Joey Votto. Brandon Phillips is a pretty good player.
Yeah, Phillips is a great player.
But those are three awfully good players to have on your bench. Why Lutwyk is ever on the bench, I don't know. But he was. He was there so Rasmus and Ankiel could go a collective 0 for 7.
Yeah, I'd put
number two RBI guy on the team.
I'd put Lutwyk out there every day.
I would too.
And I'd do whatever it took to make sure that that guy stays around a while in the organization. And I think he's a great player.
Cubs lose last night. Lead is now 3 games.
Three. That's a nice cushion. And you know what? You think about it. Okay, it's the Pirates and the Reds. But these are games that teams that want to get to the postseason have to win. You know, it's one thing to say, hey, any major league team, and, you know, they are, you know, obviously going to compete. And yeah. But these are games you got to win.
Cardinals are on pace for around 90 wins now. This team doesn't look like, and when you watch them play, doesn't seem to be a team that will only win 90 games. But the issue is the core group hasn't been together for more than a month, hasn't even for 3 weeks. But this feels more like a 100-win club than a 90.
Now that they've gotten some bats in the lineup, their starting pitching has been the bread and butter for this team all season long. I think they're second in Major League Baseball in terms of starting rotation, ERA. And if you start with Carpenter and then you have Wainwright, that's as good as it gets. Pinheiro has been outstanding except for that one bad start. He pulled it together in his last start. And now you get Loesch, who pitched well last night, his first decent start since coming back from the injury. That lines up pretty well. Pretty well.
I expect they'll get more than 90 wins. You get to this time of the year, August and September, when the teams at the bottom of the standings have packed it in, like the Pirates have traded away all their players. The good teams have gotten better. The bad teams have gotten worse. That's when the contenders tend to go on these 9 out of 10.
Well, the Pirates packed it in right after Sid Bream slid across home plate in 92. But the Cardinals have a lot of games against teams. I like the Brewers. I think they're going to fall apart. They kind of have as of late as well. And the Reds have only won 3 of their last 10, although they took 2 of 3 from San Francisco somehow this past weekend. I think you're going to continue to see the bottom 4 teams in the National League Central fall off, and those are the teams the Cardinals are playing for the most part, with the exception of the Dodgers for 3. They're not going to play a team with a winning record all the way up until they take on the Braves on September 11th.
The thing about baseball is, you know, it might line up well this week, and then you spring a leak in one area or another in the next week. But right now you look at what the Cardinals, they got the starting rotation. They got a kid in the bullpen who seems to be filling a dire need there to get to Ryan Franklin, who continues to be nearly perfect. And then you get guys coming off the bench like Khalil Green, who's giving them something. Brendan Ryan came back from the ankle injury, and he's playing as well defensively and chipping in offensively. What's not to like?
7:46 in St. Louis, TITD Morning After on Team 1380. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program. When we come back, one of the biggest stars in all of sports is about to be fined by his respective league. We'll tell you who and why next on the ITD Morning After Team 1380.